Welcome to Connection Point, GovConnections podcast series focusing on strategies and trends in infrastructure, in green IT, in mobility, in data management, and a whole lot more. I am your host, James Hilliard, and today's podcast features a discussion about Microsoft Software Assurance. Sarah Cahill joins us. She is a licensing specialist with GovConnection, and thanks for taking time, Sarah.
Thanks for having me, James.
All right, so we start at the beginning, and that is a definition for those that don't know. What is Microsoft Software Assurance?
Well, Microsoft Software Assurance is a subscription. You can add that subscription onto Microsoft Volume Licensing. It allows you to get the latest and greatest of new titles that are released during the term of your subscription.
And if you could, what are the top, say, two benefits that most customers get out of this type of offering?
Well, the new version rights definitely are the big plus to Software Assurance. It's what everyone thinks of. However, there are other support and consulting benefits that are included in Software Assurance that a lot of customers are finding useful.
One of the things that kind of comes to my mind then hearing about Software Assurance, these types of offerings, is I equate it almost to kind of a warranty. That's in essence kind of what I think a lot of people probably equate and feel that they're buying is a warranty here.
Yes, absolutely. It allows you to, for one cost, always know that you're going to have access to the latest titles, and it's a consistent budget item each year. No surprises.
I have to share with you, I bought some washers and dryers recently. I was shopping around. One place I decided not to buy the warranty, and then that transaction fell through, got the washer and dryer at another place, and actually purchased the warranty there because it was a better warranty. It gave me more offerings. Let me ask you this. What are some reasons that you've heard of why people have declined to purchase a Microsoft Software Assurance when they've been going through an initial product purchase?
Sure. Well, those customers who may not have a consistent upgrade cycle a lot of times can't predict when they're going to be moving and upgrading their software. That kind of information is always good to have in your back pocket when you're considering Software Assurance to make sure that, you know, you are going to get the most return on your investment. You want to make sure that paying for that annual subscription cost is going to save you money in the long run.
All companies are different. Do you, though, have any guidelines or are there any trends that you can share of the types of organizations where Software Assurance really makes sense? I'm looking at, does it make sense for the small, medium-sized business? Does it also make sense for the enterprises?
Well, Software Assurance is available under any of Microsoft's volume licensing programs. So whether you have 5 end users or 500 end users, it is a subscription that you can add to your volume licenses. Any customer who is looking to stay in compliance and not have to worry about what version of software they're running is a customer where Software Assurance would make sense.
Does this cover all types of Microsoft software? The first couple of things I'm thinking of are the standard business suites, things like the Office suite, things like Exchange, things like SharePoint. What else is covered or what is not covered?
Sure, the vast majority of titles from Microsoft are covered. There are a few licenses that are only available license only, but that's only a handful. The vast majority you can get with Software Assurance.
How long is a Software Assurance offering? Is it do you buy it for 1 year? Do you buy it for 3 years?
Software Assurance being a subscription, you are going to be purchasing it for the term of your licensing agreement, and with Microsoft Volume Licensing Programs, that can be either 2 or 3 years. And you do have the choice of either paying up front or paying annually and spreading the cost over 3 years.
Say I go for a 3-year SA, do those benefits, do they change every year, or is it very consistent for me? It's something that probably folks don't want to have to do a whole lot of management of. It's one more subscription they have, but they don't want to spend a lot of time managing that.
Absolutely. Well, it gives you the ability to have all of your licensing under one agreement with one predictable annual payment, which a lot of customers do like. It also allows you to, if Microsoft does change the Software Assurance benefits. And in the last few years, they have added a lot of new benefits to Software Assurance on top of just the new version rights. So you do have the ability to take advantage of any new benefits that are released during the term of your agreement.
And those benefits would just roll into the new agreement, no increase in price?
Correct. Outside of any Microsoft price increases, which, as with any software title you're going to come across, you do not pay more for Software Assurance if a new benefit comes out.
Let me go back to some of those folks. And again, there are some good reasons why people, and you laid out a few, why they might not choose for an SA agreement at time of purchase. But a year down the road, maybe they make an acquisition. Maybe they've gone through a huge growth spurt, something like that. Can you go back and add on an SA agreement after you've made that initial purchase of software?
Unfortunately, you can only purchase software assurance with a perpetual license when you are making that initial purchase. However, if a customer does begin to see the benefits of software assurance, any new licenses that are purchased from that point on, you can always buy with software assurance. And then when you're upgrading the licenses you had purchased previously, you can add software assurance at that point.
All right, so that makes sense. Let's also, I want to kind of dive into, we know, and I think we had agreed here, that a lot of people see this as a warranty, and a lot of people and organizations choose software assurance really for that upgrade protection. But do you have one or two other, maybe it's kind of those hidden benefits, something that a customer was able to share back with you saying, hey, we did a software assurance agreement, and all of a sudden, hey, we realized this, and we didn't really know that that was a part of what we were getting.
Well, one of the major benefits that Microsoft has added recently is help with deploying products. As customers are, you know, using SharePoint more and more, they've added some package services benefits, which give the customer consulting days or training, and essentially just support to help them with that product rollout. And SharePoint is one of the big products that a lot of people are moving to these days. So they're getting help, whether it be consulting or training, to help them roll out that product and not have to pay a consultant.
When it comes to enterprise software and purchasing that from Microsoft, obviously organizations go through channel partners and they go through partners like PC Connection. Once I make, say I'm an individual that makes that purchase of a software assurance from Microsoft, then do I just get turned over and I'm dealing with Microsoft directly at that time? Do I still have interactions with PC Connection and my team there?
Well, PC Connection definitely stays on top of our customers' licensing, whether it be Microsoft or any other product. We will let you know when you have an anniversary payment coming up, which is when you would make your annual software assurance payment. We'll help you activate the benefits, help you find partners to be able to use those benefits, and basically advise you to make sure you're not leaving anything on the table in terms of what you've paid for. We want to make sure you're maximizing the return on your investment when you do buy software assurance.
That does make a lot of sense, Sarah. Hey, I want to thank you for joining me today. I also want to give a big thanks out there to our listeners for being on board with us. If you listeners want any more information about Microsoft Software Assurance or any other IT services or offerings, you can definitely contact your GovConnection account manager, or you can go online for more information over at govconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks again for joining us.